Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar,
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call, 646-915-8421. Email thctucson at gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, or tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors for Weed Day Wednesday are Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, EasyMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine.
We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week. Along with the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things educational related to medical cannabis.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com.
And remember,
be smart, be safe, and educate.
Good morning, Cannabis Kids.
Good morning, Bellstar. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hanging in there.
Well,
it's getting chilly outside.
Freezing outside. It's like,
I had to turn on the heater last night.
Did you?
We were going to try to go all night without it, but...
Didn't work?
No.
No. Lucky you, you have a heater. I won't say why we don't. Good morning. How's it going? How's your Weed Day Wednesday?
Fabulous.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's November 19th. Guess whose birthday's in 2 days?
Bellstar.
That was a little late on the sound effects. It happens.
This is just good on the sound effects. Mine don't work as well.
It happens. Well, what's going on this morning? We're trying to log in with our bloggers, and you got yours, but I can't get mine for some reason. We're going to try.
It took really slow to get in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we'll try and get in there. We love our bloggers. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one radio podcast about all things medical marijuana.
Cannabis.
We love it. Reefer, pot, weed, ganja. What else do we call it? You know, there's a whole government list of what they call it.
Yeah.
We'll find the government list.
Government list.
Yeah, we'll get the government list
cannabis
of cannabis
slang
names.
Words.
Yeah, it's in one of our books. It's really fun because the words they came up with are just ridiculous. Oh, here we go. Look at that. You're in the chat room, are you, Brian? Well, let's...
That's the first.
That is the first. Let's chat away. We, on a marijuana world.
Well, do you know?
Tell me.
Popular dictionaries named the word of the year.
Get out.
Yeah, it's...
Read it.
Everyone's using that word vape in every single thing.
So there's a word of the year for the dictionary, and
I guess.
Vape?
So vape pens are very popular right now, inside and outside of the marijuana world.
Crazy.
Everywhere I go, I see people puffing on vape pens. I always wonder how many people are using vape pens for tobacco or how many are like me and are using it for their dabs. Either way, the facts remain everywhere that they are everywhere. More and more people are using it for one reason or another. The word vape is popular. It's so popular that Oxford Dictionary named vape the word of the year. Oxford, as e-cigarettes have become much more common, so vape has grown significantly in popularity. You are 30 times more likely to come across the word vape than you were 2 years ago, and the usage has more than doubled in the past year. Usage of the vape peaked in April of 2014, as the graph shows below. Around the time UK's first vape cafe, the Vape Lab in Shoreditch, London, opened its doors, and protests that were held in response to the New York City banning indoor vaping. In that same month, the issue of vaping was debated by the Washington Post, the BBC, and the British newspaper, The Telegraph, and amongst others. So right here, it just shows the how much it went up.
Bomb.
The word bomb. Yes. Mary, you take on that one.
That we're passing around. Oh my goodness gracious. Well, we're trying out the new birthday bong. I don't know that Mary did that one. If you go to somebodyshealth.com, we apologize for the dog bone in the background, but Tug's chilling while we're doing our villainous.
Here's just one last part of this.
All right, go for it.
It says, do you own a vape pen?
Oh, that's what you wanted me to read. I'm so bad.
Yeah.
If so, what brand? My favorite vape pen I've ever tried is the iTaste W3.0 combined with the Aquamizer attachment. Just to be clear, I've never received even $1 from the company. That makes them, although I did get a free vape pen. They just hit so much smoother and plentiful compared to other vape pens I've tried. It's literally the only consumption device I use these days. Other vape pens require a lot of lung power for not that much payout. It seems like anyway, but there's a different vape pen that I should try. If there is one, just please let me know in the following comments below. Vape, my friend's vape.
I want to talk to everyone about the Earth Vape that's out there right now.
That thing's awesome.
Pretty fabulous.
And if you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, and click on the product section, it's the first thing that comes up. Look at all these sissy bong hitters around. Yeah. They can't even finish their bongs.
Well, one thing about seeing all the vapes out there is if you're in the word realm of what's going on with cannabis and terpenes and everything like that, and you want to take it slow or add a little bit to your vape. Tumbleweeds carries Holy Smokes, which is an all-organic vaping tonic, and it has different herbal flavors, all 100% organic and FDA-approved certified flavorings.
Wow.
So who else can say that about their flavorings?
Nothing. And I want to say they're so much more than flavors, because these are organic herbs and spices, folks. This is what, if you were to go into your kitchen, maybe Rachel Ray, she would have an array of organic spices. And what's done is they've taken these and they put these into your food for you so you can get them in your body. Awesome. And they help potentiate your cannabis and your cannabinoids.
Yep, we have a list of those if you want to know which ones enhance your cannabis.
Yeah.
The ones best to use with your dabs and your waxes and your oils and your concentrates. So.
And your butter.
Butter, yeah.
D-D-E-R.
So come down.
The word vape. That's crazy that it's an official.
It's morphed into so many different things and different realms. And I think we are seeing, as human beings, kind of grow as a healthy society, and we're seeing that we do like to enjoy breathing things into our lungs.
We do. It's natural.
And it's the best way to get the medicine to all the different parts of your body.
Well, maybe not the best way, the fastest.
It's fastest.
The fastest.
And in some medicines, the best way.
Okay. We'll
in some medicines.
Yeah.
So it gets into the bloodstream very fast by getting into the lungs. And so I see us as human beings, we're kind of growing and going, we really don't need the smoke anymore.
Yeah.
That, you know, breaking it down in this scientific way that we are all now are accustomed to, vaping.
Well, we're getting there.
We're getting there.
Yeah. We are getting there.
It's a new way of seeing this all.
And if you want to try the Earth Vape, that thing's really cool. It's super simple. No buttons to push. You just put it in your mouth and breathe in, and you're good to go. You can come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center and actually buy the battery, and it comes with a coupon, a very large 20% off coupon for the actual tincture, the cartridge that goes on top. They have regular hybrid flavor, which is kind of earthy, and then they have dragon fruit. And then they have another one.
A harvest berry.
Harvest berry. I can't remember what.
And cinnamon.
They have mint.
Mint and cinnamon.
Oh, that.
And they also have a sativa and indica.
And a strawberry. They have separated their
strains. They have separated, and they all have a high.
Oh.
So it's nice because I got to have my choice there last 2 weeks ago.
All right. Well, that is good. Choice
I always
good.
Call before I go down and see what they have, make sure that they have what I need before I make the drive down. I live a little far, so.
You are a little far out there. I'm not going to say it. You're just going to say
I
it.
I could almost grow. No, I couldn't.
Almost. You could almost grow. Well, guess what? Coming soon, the official Bob Marley marijuana.
What?
Bob Marley, legendary Jamaican reggae singer, songwriter, musician, and guitarist, will soon be the face of what's being called the first global brand of marijuana. In an announcement Tuesday on NBC's Today, the Marley family and a Seattle-based private equity firm announced the creation of Marley Natural, a premium cannabis brand rooted in the life and legacy of one of marijuana's most devoted sons. Marley Natural. The line will include pot-infused creams, accessories like vaporizers in the styles of e-cigarettes.
Vape.
Hang on one second. And more vapes. And strains of heirloom Jamaican cannabis.
Jamaican?
Oh my, yeah, but the key word is heirloom. They're using heirloom in marijuana terms now. So now
like
all the
that.
Farmers are like, we've got heirloom marijuana cannabis.
Oh,
my
goodness.
We have
these seeds that we've had for
hundreds of years. This is all inspired by the herb that Bob Marley liked to smoke. The family and the company say this is serious business, designed to be sold like a modern product, and marketed with the help of the same agency that branded New Balance and Starbucks.
Wow.
Holy
you
marijuana.
You got Starbucks on your side? Or the people who help market Starbucks?
Oh,
that's going to look pretty fantastic.
Man, here goes marijuana. The cannabis itself will be sold as loose-packed buds, oils, or concentrate, executives said. You'll have to roll the joints yourself.
Oh, only for a short period of time, and because then everyone will ask for those.
This is what the end of Prohibition looks like, said Brendan Kennedy, the CEO of Privateer Holdings, which owns Marley Natural, and plans to run it out of a loft space on Manhattan's Lower East Side. Bob Marley started to push for legalization more than 50 years ago, and we're going to help him try to finish it here. It's not the first product that will bear the Marley name. The family has licensed brands of coffee, audio equipment, and other goods, including king size rolling papers and shirts that say, smoke like a Marley. But this is the family's first move into marijuana. It just seems natural that daddy should be a part of the conversation, said Sedelia Marley, 47, Bob's firstborn daughter. Sedelia, that's a pretty name. She said that in a taped statement provided to NBC News. As daddy would say, make way for the positive day. Herb is the healing of the nation. Herb is for the meditation. Herb is for the higher vibrations, added Ronan Marley, 42, son of Bob and Rita Marley, who also appears in the video. Marley's wife, Rita, said Bob, who is said to have smoked about a pound of pot a week, would have been happy to see this happen. He's happy because this is what he dreamed of, she said, referring to a legal-related market for marijuana. It was unreal for them to call it weed or drugs, she continued. We saw it as a spiritual thing given to us by God. Oh, my goodness. A pound a week? A pound a week.
I can't even get through an eighth in 2 weeks.
I don't even know what to say to that. A pound a week.
An eighth in a week.
A week.
An eighth of a week. But I could not do a pound a week. I don't know what you're...
We got three little birds going in the back for that. A pound a week. I don't even know. A pound a week. Because I wouldn't move for it. I'm staying with you.
Gonna be alright.
No. Take this little...
Bob's face of cannabis.
Yeah. you want to read something?
Dude, read that one.
Okay.
In my computer.
Oh, you
crashed.
It did. Oh, my goodness.
It's all right. I'm right now.
So check this out. Someone's trying to make an airplane out of him.
That's pretty cool.
I love it. Taking you to new heights. Aspiring entrepreneur, Canadian environmentalist Derek Pesek is set to begin working on a project. If successful, will undoubtedly put him in the top spot as an innovative alternative to passage to change the world. Now, you remember a month or so ago, had an article still up there, but we had an article up there about a couple of gentlemen that are making really beautiful cars out of it. All right, so this one man's vision of making a 36-foot wingspan twin-propeller plane out of hemp, as well as flying on hemp oil fuel, should soon be taking off for the sky and pushing humanity further away from non-renewable resources. Teaming up with a Florida-based airplane manufacturer, they're attempting to create another landmark moment in the history of aviation right in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, where the Wright brothers first took flight. Derek hopes to, within a year's time, construct a fully functioning airplane running on hemp fuel that will be made of 75% hemp-based material, including wings, outer shell, seats, and even the Wright pillows.
Even Wright, the pillows.
Yeah, and even Wright, the pillows. Okay, my bad.
So the pillows will mean that are on the plane. That's,
yeah, you should have hemp pillows.
You should. I think everyone should have hemp pillows.
They need to make hemp into it like a, infused with your favorite Indian.
Yeah.
But they need to make it like microfiber, because hemp can be a little scratchy. I'll be the first to say it. But they need to make a little micro hemp. Microfiber hemp.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, bamboo can be a little scratchy too. But the pandas eat it. Pounds and pounds.
Depends on how much you break it down in.
Mm-hmm.
And
break it down now. Oh, my goodness.
So did you know, though?
Did you know? Go for it.
Nevada is allowing the reciprocity for cardholders.
Oh, right. Woo! Go Nevada.
So Nevada cracking door to marijuana tourism. It says, Las Vegas, starting next year, tourists with a medical marijuana card from their home state can buy pot while visiting Las Vegas and other Nevada cities. A handful of other states offer similar reciprocity, including Rhode Island and Maine, but Nevada is the first major tourist destination state to honor its other states' systems. Industry expert says the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority estimate that nearly 40 million people visit Sin City annually. It is a city of recreation, the city that invited the $5,000 bottle of vodka. And Derek Peterson, CEO of TerraTech, which has secured 8 Nevada dispensary licenses, its adult playground in the United States. That's Las Vegas's model. The decision by state lawmakers to let tourists buy pot legally while visiting Nevada further opened the doors to marijuana tourism across the country. Colorado and Washington State already allow anyone to buy small amounts of pot, and at least one study has shown tourism interest in Colorado has skyrocketed since the recreational sales began January 1st. Alaska and Oregon in the fall election legalized recreational marijuana sales, and the U.S. and the Washington, D.C. legalized possession. I think it's going to be fantastic for the industry and the visitors, said Leslie Boxer, a marijuana investor and founding chairman of the Nevada Cannabis Industry Association. It's a step to treat this just a little more reasonably. To deal with this in a way that makes common sense. 23 states and their District of Columbia have versions of medical marijuana programs under which with a doctor's recommendation, can buy pot to relieve conditions ranging from chronic pain to glaucoma and HIV and AIDS. Knowing exactly how many Americans have medical marijuana cards is difficult. So the some states, such as California, lack a centralized database of users. Colorado maintains precious numbers. However, one with more than 115,000 people processing medical marijuana cards. Of those, 66% are men, and the average is 42%. And the 94% of its list is for severe pain as reason for using marijuana, according to state statistics. All of these people, however, are violating federal law, and it remains legal to take marijuana outside the state in which it was brought. In Colorado, TSA security screeners don't specifically look for marijuana, but they will prompt flyers to throw it away if they find it in carry-on bags. Wow.
Whoa.
So they'll just tell them to throw it away. That's pretty cool. Nevada's law specifies that anyone who presents a medical marijuana card or recommendation will be allowed to buy pot, but lacks any sort of centralized tracking system to check cards by validity. Nevada this fall begins issuing licenses to its first medical marijuana stores, which are expected to open sometime in the spring. Industry workers say adults should be trusted to make their own decisions. After all, no one on the Vegas Strip checks a central federal database before selling alcohol to people from other states. A lot of people who are traveling, they may not want to fly with their meds, so there's an attractiveness to the reciprocity, Peterson said. I don't know what we'll try that much, but it's a darn good excuse.
Well, and we just got an online blogger that said they were there 2 years ago, and they were reciprocity. And weren't you in Nevada? Didn't you frequent?
I took a picture of, I sent them a copy of my
your card. You
card.
Did it, but you did it legally.
They told me to, and yeah. Then when they delivered it, with
oh.
Because then I went outside to pick it up at the hotel.
Oh. Well, yeah, but they didn't bring it in the hotel. That's odd. I mean, it's like pizza delivery. Why wouldn't you just come upstairs and be like all, hey, land shark.
Uh-huh.
Just kidding.
But you know what? I did it the way they told me to, and that's at the time was what it would. There's a lot of things that there was places that were working in gray areas that you just went in and you go, this is the way it's going right now.
Yeah.
This is the way this state has it set up.
And
as far as I knew,
what?
I don't know if they had a lawyer.
And we're all citizens.
He had a nice car.
Country.
He had a nice car. What's nice? What car?
I couldn't tell you, but it was like.
You need this.
It was one of those ones, Mercedes or BMW. It was white. It was nice. Maybe it's a Jaguar. I don't know. Nice that the reciprocity is happening across the country.
It is nice.
It's good to see that people are going, hey, it's not so bad, and why were we being assholes for the last 30 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you go, Kansas kid. You tell them. Why were you? Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, check this out. Big move for New York City. On the heels of speculation swirling Sunday that New York would end the prosecution and arrest individuals for low-level marijuana possession, Police Commissioner Bill Bratton announced that possession of 25 grams or less of cannabis would no longer be an arrestable offense. 25 grams.
Wow.
Folks, that's slightly less than an ounce. In New York City, you can hang out and have your ounce. Oh, 25 grams, less than that. Give your friend an eighth and you're safe. There you go. There's the new slogan for New York City. Give your friend an eighth. I love it. I love it. Okay, that's just been patent. I'm being our attorney at large. Anyway, this is great. So the change to the city's policy will be issued Tuesday and will come into effect today, November 19th, for Belle Starr's birthday.
Wow.
Oh, that's awesome. Let's fly to New York. New York, New York.
We're doing that?
Sure. Let's go to New York and have less than an ounce. Give your friend a name and you'll be safe. All right. As the New York Times reported, the NYPD has been arresting tens of thousands of people each year for low-level marijuana possession. And now, instead of getting thrown in the slammer, you will be reportedly be issued a summons and get a ticket for $100. That's right, folks, $100. Probably about the same price that your 25 grams cost. So keep it in and save all your money. Though beware, individuals caught smoking or burning pot are still subject to immediate arrest under the new policy.
Oh, come on.
Okay, wait. Okay,
wait.
Wait a minute. Who burns pot?
What do you
I want to know the answer to that. Who's a pot burner? Is there such a thing? Like the little, oh, thank you.
There's a whole yes. step in it.
Don't burn.
It's a really big hole.
It's like that ad of the 70s, Sesame Street, you know, don't drown your food, don't burn your pot. You know, the whole big thing where they had the giant candy bars, you know, Junk Mouse. Remember the Junk Mouse guys with the giant candy bars? And they had a whole Sesame Street thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you're a Junk Mouse. And they go through and they have like these two big old guys and they have rotted out teeth and candy bars that were bigger than the TV. Of course, I wanted one. So we could go with the theme song for that one. Don't burn your weed. Who's burning weed out there besides people who are trying to keep it from us? Burning weed, I love it. I take marijuana. What are you supposed to do with it?
You hold it while you're holding it in your pocket, that it turns it into a solution where you can put it into your vape pen.
Yes, you melt it. It's sublingual in your hand.
I don't know.
Well, who walks around with their hand? Who walks around with their 25 grams?
It's
anyway?
Like they go, here you guys get to have it, but and then as soon as you take it, I'm going to catch you.
No,
like,
no, just stay in your house.
Hide in your closet.
Lock the door.
Go in your basement.
The feds are there.
Yeah, they have basements in New York.
Yeah.
Very cool. Not very many basements out here unless we're going with, like, you know, dead bodies. All right.
They blow it through the toilet paper tunnel.
With a little down or the fabric softener on the end.
Speaking of that.
You obviously don't know that.
I was over at Earth Healing, and someone has created one of those.
To go on the end of your joint?
No, you just blow into it.
Oh, the smoke.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a toilet paper tube with the end of the downy.
I can create one for less than the cost of that one.
I know, but can you just imagine that it's always ready to go?
And mine's recycled and all natural. Can you claim that? Is your lavender scent that you put in the dryer organic?
That's very true.
So organic. Coming soon to Assembly Retail Center near you. Okay. City officials said they are interested in shifting the time and energy spent currently on low-level marijuana offenses to more serious crimes. Zach Heston. They surely has to be the biggest accomplishment of the De Blasio administration to date and falls in line with the efforts of Brooklyn DA Kenneth Thompson, who declared in July that he had no intention of prosecuting such marijuana crimes. This should free up police manpower to pursue cases of greater magnitude while relieving some of the congestion in the courts. Richmond County District Attorney Daniel Donovan explained, a clear picture of the specifics will emerge this week as Mayor de Blasio takes his first meeting with all five district attorneys since taking office. Let's be real about this, the commissioner said before he laid out the change in policy for the media, and surprisingly for once, he was legitimately somewhat keeping it real in respect to marijuana. This historic shift represents a step closer to wider legalization in the state of New York. Stay tuned for more information as it develops. That's awesome. Go New York City.
Ooh,
ooh. Wow. You know what else is awesome?
Puff, 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 puff. Puff, 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 puff.
My house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of ice tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pizzas are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
Know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal, but science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons, I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Oh my gosh, welcome back to Weed Day Wednesday. This is the cutest thing we've ever seen. My dog is sharing his little Zazen cushion with this girl. Oh, he's letting her have it all. What a good boy. Welcome back to Weed Day Wednesday. We have no idea what we're talking about, except for the fact that if you go to Target, this is flipping awesome. We're going to take a picture and post this at some point. But go to Target, and you'll find a little bag that says organic hemp seeds on it, and they're just pot leaves everywhere. It's green. It's from Cashmere Superfoods. Wow. And there's just, they're pot leaves
now
everywhere.
Now, how much was this little bag?
It's got food for the modern life, magnesium, omega fatty acids, and protein. And it was a little over $2 for how many ounces? 3 ounces of hemp, organic
and about,
hemp seed.
It was under $3?
Under $3. That's fantastic. The packaging is awesome.
It is. It's really nice.
It's very simple. And it actually matches the socks I'm wearing today. If you could all see the socks, they
can
also leave them too.
I was also in another box store, and they actually have large, big bags of the Heart Health hemp. And you've seen that brand. That's the one that's at Whole Foods.
I think
and
it was the packaging that was
just really stood out. Yeah, because hemp health has never, I've never seen that. This is green.
That's blatant, in your face, that's marijuana related.
Yeah.
I love it. Yay.
From Cashmere Superfood. We'd like to see you and talk to you. Yeah, there you go.
Did everyone catch the cashmere? What's up, Lynn? Come on. Now I got to find that song online. Oh, my goodness. What else we got? New York City. All right. Get a rope.
Get a rope.
What you got there?
Oh, were you all? Well, I was.
I tried to click on that. No, I didn't see it actually.
So I was thinking we'll just read it and then we'll play it.
Can we play it?
Pretty loud.
Okay.
Yeah, it says, it's very hard to blend comedy and marijuana. Most of the time, it's just cheats and chong jokes and jabs involving potato chips. Last weekend, Saturday Night Live spoofed the recent reforms in New York City, where simple marijuana possession will no longer be an arrestable offense. This spoof did involve a lot of cliches about marijuana, but it was still funny, very funny. Below is a clip from those that haven't seen it.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's going to be a commercial first.
I will make sure if there's not.
You can just mute it if there is. You got volume? Okay, folks, we're waiting for it. He's working on a
piece. I just want to make sure that there was no.
Okay. All right. Start over. Do over. Oh, crank it. And here we go. Grams, so he's safe.
Look at the lady next door.
Yeah, they're all coming out of their houses with their 24 grams. It's a beautiful day in New York City.
Anyways,
they've all got their bags of weed. I love it. Oh, my God. Oh, I love that life. That's a beautiful day. All the neighbors are coming out. Everyone's, cars are crashing. Everyone's showing up. Open the door. Smoke coming out. There we go. Oh my gosh, and the bag of weed, which is 24 grams. Beautiful. Look at all the hippies coming out to save their weed. Well, that's just glorious. He's got his bong. Oh, it's Woody. Woody Harrelson.
With dreads.
With dreads. Go, Woody.
And high five, hugs.
And a jealous mother.
And mother.
Oh, with her bag of weed. Woo! Oh, they're hugging. Ah, that's awesome. Woody Harrelson leads the way. The New Yorkers come out.
What inspiring that movie?
Uh-oh, and they're the police. They halt. All right. Remember, folks, this is Saturday Night Live. They've all pulled out their bags of 24 grams of weed. Oh, and the officer tips his hat. Victory for marijuana. We love it.
Get a little teary eyed.
Oh, my God, I'm getting a little bit wet. I think I need a ball.
Pass it.
Pass it.
You said free at last.
Lead up the way. They're all smoking their joints. 24 grams.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, wait.
You can't smoke that out here.
Oh.
There's no law. Well, yeah, you can have it. But it's still illegal to smoke in public. I have to arrest you. So,
Woody. Woody walks home.
Everyone's so
funny. We have the power to change things. We can organize. Persuade lawmakers to. Oh, sweet. Rugrats thought.
Okay. All right. Oh,
it's
that's
not that
awesome.
Bad.
Oh, way to go, New York City. Way to go, Saturday Night Live.
That was funny.
That's fantastic. I can't wait till they do another one of those. Oh, don't you love it? Oh, my gosh. And we get our news from Culture Magazine. Where's our culture magazine? Where's our latest one? We love culture. This is one of the greatest magazines ever. I don't think this is the latest one.
If you don't have the latest one, you can go to on iReadCulture.com.
I see them.
Get in all of their up-to-date information, tons of information on here that you probably don't get totally all from the magazine.
No, there's so much more.
There's videos and tips and all kinds of fun stuff on here that you can check out.
The magazines we have in our center at Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, are based for Tucson. So you can go all over. You can go to California, New Mexico, probably Nevada, Oregon.
Everywhere that culture is would be where cannabis is either legalized or there's a medical marijuana program. I guess I couldn't say that, but it's in the 4 or 5 large states.
Yep.
It's Washington, Oregon.
Started out in Southern California.
California. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And
yep.
They're here in Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, Nevada.
I think Washington.
Washington.
State.
California.
Yep.
So,
maybe even Alaska soon. Ooh, that'd be a fun trip. I'll go. Send me. All right. So iReadCulture.com.
Mm-hmm.
Check out their news articles. I always like by the numbers. And do we have the one from last week? Because we threatened to read off all the results of all the questions we were asking. Did you happen to be responsible culture user, culture magazine user? Did you carry your culture magazine?
I carry lots of culture magazines
because
I share it with everyone.
Oh, there
possibly.
It is. Oh, so
no,
awesome.
I give them old ones, though.
Oh, well, that's good.
Because they don't know.
Well, this.
Well, I mean, they do, but it's information that they should have read anyway.
Yeah. They should know.
I'm always handing out culture magazines all the time. I'm like, here, if you haven't been reading,
Well, if you want, what? They're looking for a rep. So we'll talk after the show.
Oh, gosh. I do not need any more responsibility.
Yeah, but someone else in the cannabis kitchen does, I'm sure.
Oh.
Okay, so guess how many millions of years old the cannabis plant is. We'll just give off the answers. Wait, how did I even give you the choice?
Cool it down, Mary Jane.
Mary Jane, she's so excited. She likes to play games. Is it 34 million, 45 million, 67 million, or 89 million? Mary Jane, cannabis is at least how many million years old? What you got there? All right, I'll tell you. It's 34 million years old. Wow. Now, we were giving away joints last week to people that answered some of the questions that we were asking here.
I'm ready to play.
So now
I was
ready.
Waiting for what you were saying.
Okay, so mankind has used cannabis medically for at least how many years? It's 18, 1,000, 1,000.
See, this number...
Or 10,000. They tricked us. They added a comma to 1,000.
This number is going to be hard for some people.
Is it 10,000 years, 1,000, or 18? And, yep,
yeah.
10,000 years.
Because it would sound...
Cannabis has been used as a medicine. Oh, yeah. Yep, our online blogger got it right. Okay. Hemp is grown primarily for what? Is it... Oh, and then cannabis is grown for what? So here are your two combinations. So it's a combo thing.
Oh.
It's, yeah. So hemp is to what as cannabis is to what? Here's a hazy thing. I'm going to pass this one. All right. Is it fiber and psychoactivity? Hemp and cannabis. Is it hemp useful for its softness and cannabis is just beautiful? Is hemp good for taste and cannabis good for scent? Is hemp good for beauty and cannabis is good for being flirtatious? A. You're going to go A? All right. It is fiber and psychoactivity. All right. Good job. Mary Jane is getting 3 out of 3 here. We'll give you the first one because you started to say 34 million, but I didn't have to give you the choice. Okay. Oh, this is a good one. Hemp became a mandatory crop for New World settlers to grow by order of the... blank crown. Is it Spanish, British, Dutch, or Portuguese? Okay. Hemp became a mandatory crop for New World settlers. Who ordered the New World settlers to grow hemp? Was it the Spanish, the British, the Dutch, or the Portuguese? Who made the New Worlders grow hemp? Spanish, British, Dutch, Portuguese.
B.
It is the Spanish. Of course it is. Spanish rules. Woo-hoo! Okay. In 2014, how many states in the U.S. Have harvested a newly legal hemp crop? Is it 0, 1, 2, or 5? How many states in the U.S. have harvested a newly legal hemp crop?
Bella, I'm going to say 2.
You're going to say 2? Cannabis kid? You're correct.
It is Colorado and Kentucky.
Oh, even more specific. Doing your homework, kid. Ooh. Not bad to have marijuana homework. Okay. The word blank.
Culture magazine makes that easy.
Yes, it does. And fun.
Uh-huh.
And if we've learned this, these fun facts in school, God, may pay attention. All right.
Yep.
The word blank is 19th century Mexican slang for psychoactive. Is it ganja, reefer, cannabis, or marijuana?
Marijuana.
I like reefer. But. Okay. The word blank is 19th century Mexican slang. Marijuana, cannabis, reefer, or ganja? The answer to this coming soon. Marijuana. You were right, Mary Jane. Oh my gosh. All right. Number seven. Cannabis is. Oh, we had this one. Yep. Our blogger is correct, too. He must be using his cannabis this morning. All right. Does anybody remember what this term is? We tried this one on y'all last week. Cannabis is sexually dimorphic, meaning. This is hard. Is it bisexual? Case your cannabis gay, non-gendered, male and female, or male on male? Couldn't there be female? What is it? We know the answer to that one. Marijuana. That's what it is. All right. It's a boy and a girl, you silly.
But there sometimes happens where there are more plants. And they're growing, correct? It does happen.
Yes, hermaphrodite. Okay. This is a good one. This is a two-parter, again, like that other one. This is hard, folks. Okay. Cannabis is planted in the blank and harvested in the blank. Now, already my mind's just going. I was already going on that question before we answered the other one. But let me give you the choices they gave you, and then we'll give you some of ours. Okay.
Can we give them ours first?
You want to? Okay. Cannabis is grown in the bedroom and harvested in
living
room. Okay. All right. Cool. All right. The bathroom. We'll go to that.
In
okay.
your bathtub.
Okay.
Where it gets lots of light.
We got Monday through Friday.
And moisture.
Cannabis is
tropical rainforest
is planted Monday and harvested Friday. I like that one. Okay. That would be a super item. All right. Here is a Culture Magazine response. Is it planted in the spring and harvested in the fall? Is it planted in tiny Dixie cups? No, I'm just kidding. Planted in summer and harvested in winter? Is it planted in winter and harvested in summer? Is it planted in the middle of the equinox, light of the full moon?
Yes.
On a Tuesday. What do you think?
Or a Monday evening late at night.
Well, what if it's an auto? Then you plant it and it's harvested when it's super fast.
When it says it's done.
That's right. You don't tell it what's going on. Okay. So this says spring and fall.
Oh, okay.
We'll go with that one.
We'll go with that one.
All right. Spring and fall. It was good, but we do have some. Oh my gosh, look at this time. This is great. Okay. We did this one, but we'll see how we're paying attention. The most potent part of the cannabis flower are the blank female flower buds. Are they unfertilized? Are they purple? Are they fertilized? Are they feminized? And I always like the purple. Mary Jane says they're mature. Mature. Mm-hmm. They're mature, as you call her on your mobile. sorry, that was getting next to the thing. Okay.
Stop taking the math education. Stop number one.
I said purple.
Okay.
Okay. The most potent part of the plant is
the purple part of the plant.
Is it? Let's see what the they say it's fall. Oh, unfertilized. What? Okay, we're going to question number 10. Okay, ooh, you'll like this one. The compounds responsible for flowering cannabis's smell are called?
Terpenoids.
You're going to just go with it? Okay. Are they flavonoids, terpenes, waxes, or trichomes?
Terpenes.
You're going terpenes? The compounds responsible for the flowering cannabis's smell, flavonoids, terpenes, waxes, or trichomes? Do you have a drum roll? Huh? What did you say? A. Terpenes.
Yeah.
Oh, she got here.
All right.
Americans consume how many metric tons of cannabis each year? Wait for this. Okay, is it?
I think you got excited about this last week when we.
I know. How many tons is a metric ton? That's a lot of weight. You learned that about how many tons elephants are. Yeah.
Tech guy knew.
He did. Okay, is it 50,000, 2,500 to 5,000, 10,000, or 10 million? How many American metric tons of cannabis we smoke a year?
I can't even go there.
It's 2,500 to 5,000 metric tons a year. Well, and Bob Marley did 300. He did 365 pounds on his own a year. That's pretty good, Bob. All right.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Bob.
Well, no, pound a week. 56 pounds. Pound a week, they said. Sorry, mm-hmm. I did math a long time. I'm sure he's straight. All right.
I'm sure he's straight.
Yeah. Oh, I had more.
Oh,
yeah.
The only stuff that he didn't count when he went to a friend's house.
Right. Because he's at a friend's house every day. all right. What's the estimated number of cannabis gardens per county in California? The estimated number of cannabis gardens per county. Holy
wow.
Cow.
I'm excited about this number.
I know. Is it 1,000, 5,000, 10,000, or 25,000? How many cannabis gardens are there in California per county? Per county? What do you say?
25.
You say 25,000 cannabis gardens? I would bet that that's about right. All right. The answer to that is, I'm trying to read this upside down. Ooh, it's 10,000. But still, that's all, but that's a lot. 10,000 cannabis gardens in each California county? Per county. Wow. Could you imagine if they took a map of oh, man. Wow, that's crazy. Oh, that's mm-hmm. The little dragon.
Sorry, dragon.
Yeah, the dragon. Jesus.
Sorry.
Okay. Alrighty then. So in 2004 in Berkeley, how much did a pound cost? And then in 2014 in Berkeley, how much did a pound cost? Get some numbers here. 5, 3, 1, or 7,000. 2004, how much was a pound in Berkeley?
High quality outdoor pound.
Mm-hmm.
Bell, you gotta make sure you say
no,
that.
Oh, high quality outdoors. That would be pretty cool.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say.
Super potent.
I'm gonna say 5.
It was 3,000.
Whoa.
Now,
what?
But now in 2014, it's jumped up. Oh wait, no, it went down. I'm so sorry.
Nice.
Holy cow.
$100.
It went to $900. Well, that's California, folks. We love California.
We love low prices.
We're all moving. Yeah.
You know, you get so
like
much stuff when you go to
dollars.
Any of the dispensaries there. My friend, like I said, he went and got us some goodies, but he goes, if we spend this certain amount of money, we get this much stuff and free stuff.
Holy cow.
You get so much free stuff. And not to mention, he gets more points. Like just like a lot of the places here. Are doing,
yeah.
You know, they're doing the loyalty points, they're doing
and
the loyalty
awesome.
Dollars, and I love that because
hey,
it does make you go back.
Your local pharmacy has loyalty programs.
It's important. It makes the
like
customer
that.
Feel that they're being appreciated
that you
by coming there.
Your medicine for
yeah.
Free.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start a war. Here, this is a good one. Start with number 17.
Right.
We're on page 20 of Culture Magazine, and you're listening to We Say Wednesday with Belstar.
in the Cannabis Kid.
All right.
November 19th,
2014. That's Colorado's new minimum strength edible.
For consumers, it's called a...
What's it called?
Rookie cookie, basic brownie,
oh,
newbie nibble,
ooh,
or grandma's fudge bite.
Oh, rookie cookie. I like rookie cookie. I like a rookie cookie.
And you are right, Doc. It is called a rookie cookie.
Oh, I was right. Just because it's a fun name, something I would have tried myself. Wow, terpenes.
Terpenes. So there's some fun slang words that
yeah.
Scientists have found
Sorry.
I was like, are we really reading all these right now?
Oh, yeah.
Scientists have found a way to use blank to synthesize THC.
Oh. Okay.
Ooh, this was a cool article. And I...
See, I knew you'd be excited about this.
Yes. So, anyone? So there's,
anyone?
It's called viruses, yeast, protozoa, or buckyballs.
Well, okay.
I don't
even know
what that means.
Read it again.
Viruses.
Read the question again.
Oh, yeah. Scientists have found a way to use blank to synthesize THC. That means make a copy of to work like.
Okay.
So viruses, yeast, protozoa, or buckyballs.
I don't even know what a buckyball is.
I don't know what a buckyball is. But, all right, just to jump to it, it's yeast. They figured out a way to synthesize it to make it look just like THC.
Make it
and
look
work,
like it?
And work like THC.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very interesting article. I'll find that one, and we'll have that one up on Tumbleweeds News.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed
maybe
that
read
one.
Maybe next week.
All right, number 19. All which
right.
strains can take a typically longer to flower and harvest?
Don't we know
Bell,
this?
Tell me.
No, just.
All right. Is it
painful.
A sativa or is it an indica?
It's sativa.
So
that's why I like indica.
So strains take longer to harvest and
to
flower and harvest. And why is that?
It's just the way they are. They're sensitive little girls.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Here's another one for you, Bell. Which strains tend to be more energetic and cerebral?
Sativa.
Uh-huh.
Not my favorite, though.
One of my favorites.
Well, you know what?
And I have I need to have a little hybrid.
Yeah, it depends on the strain, actually, because...
I've been telling people to
like
test out each one of their meds and then start putting them together. See if there might be a little combination.
Some great combos out there.
And
yeah.
that you might not have realized
Morning
yet.
Glory,
and
LSD.
Yes, mix your medicine. Check it out. Be at home, mix your medicine, try it out, see where you're at.
But
and
don't
what it
take
does.
A Tylenol and an ibuprofen
no.
and add
just take
your marijuana.
Your,
medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And whether you vape it, I would say find a good hybrid to vape too.
Yeah. That's true. Or whatever you like. All right.
Married couples who use cannabis are blank likely to commit spousal violence compared to those who don't. More, less, significantly less, or about as. So married couples who use cannabis are more likely, less likely, significantly less, or about as. That's just the way they worded that is...
less likely to be violent. That's what they're saying.
Actually, significantly less.
Where is that one? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
So all the way down to the very bottom.
Yep. Okay. We'll read these last four, and then we have to end our show. It's that
really?
Time mark. Holy cow, it's like 1 minute. But, well, you know what? You got something? You know what? Cannabis Kid found some really cool things. We're going to leave you hanging for the last four questions for next week. What you
so
got?
So exciting. So we've got some slang words for this.
We'll leave you with, actually, this is what we'll do. For the way out of our show, we're going to leave you with some slang words.
And Yanni?
Just
kidding.
Oh, no. No, Yanni. Oh, in fact, we were going to head out of here with three little birds, weren't we? All right, so we're going to try this. Are you ready? We're going to do a three little birds outro while you read some.
So slang words for
slang
cannabis,
words for cannabis,
marijuana, 420, bammer, blunt, bomb, bone.
Booyah.
Bubonic. Bubonic Conic. Bud. Buddha. Burger. Candle. Eva. Shiva, Kino, Pranic, Sigweed,
Belita, Combustible Herbage, Crispy. I like it. Thanks. Dirty, Sitweed, Doja. Doja. Soup, Doobie, Dope, Strap, Straw.
Hippie Lettuce, Hog Steak, Scooter, Pipe, Pizza, Day, Joint, Pill, Kind Bud, Left Handed Cigarette, Mexican Jerk, Mr. J, Nib, Nugget, Onion,
Mocha, Sweet,
Hot, French,
Papalolo, Papalolo,
Thai Stick.
I like that.
You folks have been listening to Week 2 and December 19th.
And Mary Jane Watson.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Thanks,
folks.
You've been listening to We Say Wednesday.
Remember,
smart, be safe, and educated.